Good day, everybody. It is Tuesday, October 10, 2017. Going beyond the grind, going beyond the hustle, continuing on our topic of feedback. Today, I want to talk about positive feedback, negative feedback. Now, positive feedback, we've kind of heard it all our lives, growing up, going to school. It comes in the guise of constructive criticism, meaning we can build on it. We can make more things happen because of what we get back. That criticism, that's positive feedback, folks. That truly is positive feedback. It's something that we can grow on, build on. But you know what else is constructive criticism? Negative feedback. That's right, negative feedback. We can build on it. We can grow from it. We can make things better from it. Because again, if we know what's wrong or we know what's good, we know how to make it better. Right? Good, better, best. The same principle applies with negative feedback. Dave, that is the most terrible thing I've ever seen. Well, let me make it better. Tell me how to make it better. So when you're getting that negative feedback, also ask for, well, what do you think will make it better? What do you bring? What's the solution you bring to this? Now, there's a whole world full of people that will just give you negative criticism, negative feedback, and they'll love it. They'll thrive on it. They exist on that negativity because, again, like I mentioned last week, they're covering something up. But we're not worried about them right now. We're worried on feedback and what they're giving you. So if they're saying something negative, well, at least they're thinking about you. They're taking the time to think about you. And that's a good thing. And I worry about this a lot. It's when they don't bother to give you feedback. It's when they leave you silent. It's when, okay, I need feedback, please. And nobody raises their hand. Nobody says anything. How are you supposed to grow? How am I supposed to grow? If I can't give you feedback because you're not putting anything out, well, that's one thing. But if you're putting stuff out and I give you feedback like, hey, great job. That's excellent. Keep up the good work. I can't wait to do your, can't wait to see your next piece of work. Well, that's feedback. That's feedback. That's good because that means there's dialogue going on. You gave something, I'm returning something. Negative or positive, whatever. Or I could have said, hey, you know what? You can make this better by doing this. Or in my opinion, you could have done this to make it better. That's negative feedback, but with something to build on, a solution. The same applies the other way. So again, the positive feedback you're going to grow with, you're going to grow from. The negative feedback you're going to grow with, you're going to grow from, you're going to grow with and from. No feedback, you can't grow. You can't grow. So if there's no feedback coming in, how am I going to get better? How are you going to get better? How am I going to give you what you're looking for if you don't tell me what you're looking for? Dave, I'm looking for a red wall. Please do something in front of a red wall. Well, you know what? Until the moment somebody says I need to change walls, I'm going to keep doing it in front of this blue wall. And that's just the way it is because I don't know. I don't know. So again, there's positive, there's negative, but the negative should also come with some kind of guidance, some direction, a solution. But you know what is positive? What is guidance? What is the solution? Making today better than yesterday. Talk to you soon.